Hello, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of Slugcast. As always, I'm your host, Maria, and I just want to say really quickly, happy new school year. I'm really excited to be back. I'm excited to be back as a host for Slugcast, and I'm excited to be here for another year at UC Santa Cruz. With that, this episode is going to be cut into parts. These next few episodes over the week, that is. This little mini series that I'm calling is just knowing your campus. I'll work on a better name for that. But as of right now, this is what I've come up with so far. A little announcements before the episodes get started. If you guys don't know, Slugcast is hiring. We are looking for podcast hosts. By the time this episode goes up, I believe we are still hiring. The link to the application to hire is on our Instagram bio. And if you don't already follow us on our Instagram, our handle is at UCSC Slugcast. Again, that is just UCSC Slugcast. We met a lot of great students, followers, at Cornucopia, and that was really fun. So thank you guys for that. It's always fun talking to you guys. But yeah, without further ado, my name is Maria, and let's just get started into this episode. Okay, guys, forgive me if my podcast voice isn't as, you know, natural or upbeat yet. I'm still trying to figure out how I want to configure myself throughout this quarter. But with that being said, let's just get right into today's episode. So, like I mentioned in the intro, this sort of miniseries is just going to be really centered around things that I wish I knew before I came on campus. For example, this episode's going to be like transportation routes around campus, walking, busing, biking, all that fun stuff and the resources that come with that. In the next episodes, it'll be like different clubs and orgs and then, you know, how to get a job on campus. So yeah, just many basic stuff that I wish I knew. Oh, and we're also talking about food resources, in the next couple episodes. I think that's the next one. So yeah, just different resources that I think are available to students that not everyone might not know when they first come here. And they're very important. And sometimes I wish that I was living on campus, especially when I was in the dorms. Like, I wish I knew there was, you know, the Redwood Food Pantry or like Cow Coffee Shop a lot sooner than I did. Like, I'm not saying I found out super late. No, I found out like second quarter, but you know, things, when you're aware of things a lot sooner, it could help, you know, students adjust better. And even if you're a returning student and you might not have heard of these resources, it's a great way to stay aware and get involved. But yeah, with that being said, today's episode is all about the different transportation routes on campus, and I'm excited to be talking with you guys about them because, frankly, I think a lot of people need to hear this episode. So yeah, let's get started. Obviously, our campus is different than a lot of other college campuses at UC Santa Cruz. The campus is very widespread. Obviously, that has to do with the whole 10 colleges being separated and, you know, doing that. We're also on a hill. We're on a hill. And navigating campus for the first time, especially if you haven't had the opportunity to come visit, you know, during the summer beforehand, it's overwhelming. Like, I think it makes it harder to find classes your first day because it's not even like you can be like, oh, my class is in blah, 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 like social sciences. And you're a student in Porter and you're like, okay, wait, how do I get to social sciences from here? Which, I get it. People might think it's not that big of a deal, which, to be fair, it probably isn't. But, you know, for some students, it is. And yeah, me coming from LA, I drove everywhere. I didn't really walk anywhere. So that was the difference for me, to be brutally honest. So yeah, speaking of walking, our main method of transportation, which is my favorite when going around campus, I honestly stopped taking the buses, is just walking. We have such a beautiful campus. I remember my freshman year, and it was pretty annoying when it was raining and all the Loop and Metro buses were full. I would just walk, and I had my umbrella and I had my headphones on, and I was just walking. And it's really funny because I would stumble upon these like trails for no reason too, because I really thought I was going the right way. And I would just stumble upon these trails, and it was really nice, and very therapeutic, which I'm really grateful for. So yeah, walking's a really good one. It's a great way to get a form of exercise in. With that, I will say that this campus is not as accessible as it should be, so walking can be hard. I think the best little walking routes that I have are just going on the main road, if going on the little trails aren't your thing. Let's like give a route, for example. My favorite route to go, like, let's say I am at Eastfield by Cowell and I need to go to Porter, which is far. Like, let's be so for real, this is far. And also, this is my favorite route. You do not need to go this way or adhere to any of my advice. But hey, man, this is just what I would do. I think if you want a really scenic route, you could... Well, you started at Eastfield, right? Cut through Cowell, walk through the quarry. From the quarry, you're going to go to Hahn Student Services. Go on the little bridge from Hahn to McHenry. And then from there, you're going to cut through McHenry and you're going to go to the music theater departments and the ARC Center. The ARC Center holds EOP offices, LSS tutoring, and the media center. So you'd go past there. And then you could cut across from that little lower lot parking lot, and you'll find the stairs that go straight up to RCC. And then right across is obviously Oaks. And, oh, I'm sorry, right across is Porter. Right next to RCC is Oaks. But yeah, I think that's the way that I would go. Again, with walking, it's just like what you make out of it. I will say, though, my favorite walking trail on campus has to be Oaks Path. Oaks Path is scary. I will say at night, I don't recommend it if you're alone, but they did add some new lamps on there, some street lamps. So I'm very excited about that. Unfortunately, I don't really like need to walk on campus anymore just because I have my car now. So I'm not really on campus and just like walking around as much as I should be. But I will say, when I was a freshman, I would be bored and my friends and I would go to literally anywhere on campus just to walk around. And like with that, you find like so many cool places on campus, like the Kresge trampoline or just like fun, different stuff. Like, I don't know. I think it's silly, but I really love it. So yeah, enough about walking. Let's talk about the buses. The buses, okay, here's the thing with the buses. The buses are really hit or miss for me. I only say this because they get crowded. There's no doubt about it. Like, you will pass by and there will be hundreds of people waiting for a damn bus. And I'm sorry, but if I see a bunch of people, I'm just going to walk. But if that's not for you, and again, like I said, if there's like an accessibility issue, maybe you're late on time, the buses are a great option. The school offers two options for buses, which are Loop buses, so the white ones, or the Metro buses, which are the big Metro buses. The 11, the 16, the 18, the 19, and the 20. So the Metro buses all have the final destination of going downtown. which is nice. They all just take different routes. So yeah, that's fun. Like the 20 goes to Coastal Campus, goes through Coastal Campus, but it still ends up downtown. You know what I mean? So it's good. Do I think that it's my first option? No. Maybe when I'm lazy. Yes. Like when I park my car at Eastfield and I have a class at social sciences. Yes, I'm taking the bus. But yeah, other than the metro buses, there's the loop buses, and the loop buses loop around campus. They do not go off campus. So yeah, those are a great option too. There's the upper loop campus, upper campus loop that skips stops. And that goes into the remote parking lots. So that's why you'll see the stop there in the parking lots too. One thing though, when I was back at home, before I came to Santa Cruz, I took the bus. If you didn't take metro or just public transit in general, it can be hard to understand bus etiquette. And I'm not saying hard because, like, it's a hard concept to understand. No, it's just people weren't exposed to it. And so that's also why I bring this up. Bus etiquette is a really big thing. And just like etiquette in general, we're in college. So yeah, with the buses, and this goes for loop buses as well, just any basic public transportation, there's etiquette that should be followed because, you know, it helps people get along and around quicker and safer and faster. And it is overwhelming. It can be overwhelming for bus drivers when they have so many college kids like rushing to get home, and that can be overwhelming. And so yeah, bus etiquette. Let's start off. The loop buses and the metro buses both follow, you know, the general same sense of etiquette, and that is that, one, the first thing, some loop buses and some metro buses will just require you to have your student ID on you, and that way they can check that you're actually a student. My personal experience, I always just have my ID on me just in case, because there are some bus drivers that will want to see it. And that doesn't mean that they're giving you a hard time. It's just confirming that that you guys are students, because the bus is free for students, so they want to make sure. So yeah, that's etiquette number one. Etiquette number two, making sure that before you enter the bus, first and foremost, allow everyone to get off. Don't get on through the back entrances of the bus, wait for the front entrance, because in that way the driver can see you. And again, it's a safety concern when there's overcrowding on the bus. With that being said, when you get onto the bus, and if you are currently on the bus, and people are getting on, move to the back. Move to the back, scoot along. If your friends are there, move them along with you. Because this just creates a lot of standstill time when people aren't moving to the back and there's space and there's bus drivers trying to tell you move to the back so that way people can get on. Because the sooner you guys do that, or the sooner everyone does that, the sooner people will be able to leave home. Because that is the main goal. Leave home. Go wherever you want to go, downtown, whatever it may be, and just get off campus. Again, with that being said, with moving back, allowing the front seats up towards the front where a person is handicapped or may have an accessibility issue, sit up, give them the seat if possible, if you do not need that seat for those reasons. Another big one is music and or talking. If you're listening to music, please wear headphones. Or if you just need to listen to something really quick, maybe don't have it on the highest volume and just like put it up to your ear so you can listen solely you. That really, it's just annoying. No one wants to hear your Spotify, SoundCloud playlist. And if you're talking with your friends, don't talk so that way the whole bus can hear your conversation. Some people just, you know, don't need to hear it. And I think it's just common sense or common courtesy too. The next thing with Metro and Loop buses that I want to bring up is that you can actually track Metro and Loop buses to see how close they are on campus with the app called Transit. So Transit is an app that you can download on your phone, and it really helped me my freshman year getting used to the schedules of the bus. Metro and Loop buses are supposed to come every 15 minutes, and sometimes, unfortunately, they don't, again, because they get held up. Drivers are just doing their best. So, you know, to get a more accurate timing of when Loop buses or Metro buses are coming, you can check the Transit app. And I really like the Transit app because when I was taking the bus, like, religiously when I was on campus, there's this little button that you can press on the Transit app that says go. And once you press that, people can actively see, like, a live thing of where that bus is. And so that makes the timing for the app more more realistic, I guess, for lack of better words. Okay, so that's all that I have to say about the Metro and Loop buses. The final thing that I want to mention for... Oh, sorry, two things that I want to mention for transportation. Biking. Biking is a great one. And if you guys haven't read Primer yet, shout out to Sit on a Hill Press. They have an amazing bike column that gives out tips and tricks for if you're biking campus, and all the resources that are available. So I'm just going to quickly give some resources. If you're biking on campus and you need help fixing your bike, the bike co-op is available. The bike co-op is in the quarry in the Redwood building. And they're very nice people. I love that. Different community colleges will have, will be giving away bike helmets. I know when I was in Merrill, they were giving away bike helmets for free. There's also the e-bikes. The e-bikes are a great way to get around campus because they're electronic. and it's just quicker, it's faster. You don't have to use all your strength going up those hills. So I really love those. So yeah, that's biking. And also you can put your bikes on the Metro buses and the Loop buses. So yeah, that's really fun. Safe rides. Safe rides are the last thing that I want to talk about really quickly. Safe rides are a great option for when, basically what the name is, if you want a safe ride. Safe rides are limited to on-campus use and need to be requested the same day. So for instance, it's late at night, I had a late class, I'm on campus, I'm at Porter, and I need to go to Merrill. I keep on using Porter as an example, by the way. I don't know why. But yeah, let's just say I need to go to Porter, or I'm at Porter and I need to go to Merrill. For whatever reason, there's no buses. So I don't feel comfortable. I am alone. And to be quite frank, it gets really dark at night. So I don't really feel like walking. Well, safe rides, you can reserve a safe ride that same day. I don't think it needs to be... I don't think it's possible to have a safe ride schedule that moment. What I would do when I had a late class, I would schedule a safe ride for the days that I knew I had that late class. So that day where I was like, okay, I have maybe a 7 p.m. class, and it was pretty dark, I would schedule a safe ride that morning. And then they would come pick you up. It's a little van. It literally says safe ride. And they'll take you to your destination. Again, they don't go off campus, but they are very nice. They do have some rules. No food, no drink, no alcohol, you know, any substances that just aren't really allowed. And it's limited up to, I believe, 5 people. But yeah, safe rides can be reserved on the TAPS website. But if you're having trouble just finding it, if you just search up UCSC Safe Ride, you can book it right there. So yeah, those were all, you know, the different transportation methods that I wanted to talk about. if maybe I missed something or maybe I could add something in the next episode, please let me know. But yeah, I had lots of fun talking with you guys again. I am really excited for this year for Slugcast. I think there's a lot more opportunities, especially since we are hiring, to hear more student voices. So yeah, with that, thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you guys come back to the next episode. And yeah, see you soon. And welcome back, guys.